Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for October 9th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Vice President Mike Pence spent time early this week promoting the USMCA agreement while calling on Congress to pass the trade deal. Pence penned an editorial in the Arizona Daily Star promoting the trade agreement. The Vice President also toured a Tyson Foods facility in Tennessee. Meanwhile, in a White House statement, Pence said the USMCA will add more than $68 billion to the U.S. economy and create another 176,000 American jobs. Pence says to keep the momentum going, Congress must pass the trade deal that President Trump negotiated with Mexico and Canada. On Tuesday, Senators John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and also Governor Doug Burgum joined the EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler in announcing that the Fargo-Moorhead Region's Flood Protection Project has been selected to apply for $510 million in low-cost financing under the Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act loan program. The delegation and the governor had worked with Wheeler to secure a formal invitation to apply, a critical step in allowing the project to access this fixable funding source, which will significantly reduce the long-term expenses of the project. Senator Hoeven and the rest of the delegation, along with Andrew Wheeler, had a press conference at the Fargo City Hall to talk about what the new flexible funding source means for the project.
It really takes everybody working together to make this thing happen. And as we've said all along, this is a partnership. So it's a local, state, federal partnership. And what we're talking about today is additional federal financing to help reduce the local cost share. The local citizens have stepped up. State of North Dakota stepped up with Governor Burgum's leadership and the legislature. On the federal end, as you know, we've got a commitment now for $750 million. The additional news today is that we now have the WIFIA loan approval that we had talked about before. And that's $510 million as of now, could go up to $561 million depending on the eligible cost share.
The Japan trade deal that President Trump signed this week is worth billions of dollars in new exports for U.S. agriculture, and it erases most of the U.S. losses from pulling out of the TPP. The deal provides staged tariff relief for $3 billion worth of pork, beef, poultry, potatoes, some fruit, also wine, cheese, whey, ethanol, and more, plus immediate tariff relief for $1.3 billion worth of nuts, fruit, sweet corn, milk products, and grain sorghum. U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer negotiated and signed the massive agreement with President Trump at the White House.
This is a very big trade deal. This is about $55 billion worth of trade. With this, we'll have more than 95% of the GDP that would have been in TPP. So it's very important for farmers.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.